Okay, thank you everyone for attending our organization meeting tonight, and congratulations to the following duly elected members of the board: Eileen Bramante, Peter Reddy, and Linda Zhang. At this time, Mr. Green, our board attorney, will provide the oath of office to the following newly elected board members.
You gotta get close to the mic.
Okay.
You can. Do it, touch the Bible?
You don't have to. It's optional. So if you want, you can just hold the Bible in your right hand, or hold it in your left hand and raise your right hand. It probably makes the most sense. Everyone should raise their right hand. Repeat after me. I will go slowly. I state your name. Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States and to the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state under the authority of the people. So help me God. I state your name. Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications for the office of member of a Board of Education, and that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19 :4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJS 18A :12-1, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations. Congratulations again. Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, 65 McCampbell Road, Holmdel, New Jersey, the district's website, and sent to the four district schools. The mailing and or hand delivering of said notice to the designated newspapers, Asbury Park Press, Independent, the PLG, PSG, PSA, PTSO, SAB presidents, and student representatives to the board, filing with the clerk of Holmdel Township Police Headquarters and Public Library. Meetings of the board are open to the public, and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There are two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end of the meeting for other items. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group, if any, that they represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board and cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to the board committee and or to the superintendent for consideration and or resolution. The board vests in its president or other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual if he or she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. At this time, we'll call for any questions or comments from the public on action items only. Seeing none, we move to the next order of business, which is nomination and election of the president.
I nominate Vicki Flynn for president.
I'll second, if I'm allowed.
You are allowed.
Okay, if there are no other nominations, I'll need a motion and a second to close nominations and take a roll call on the election of board.
Move.
Second. Yes, with thanks to my fellow board members.
Mr. Sokol?
Yes.
Mr. Betty?
Yes, thank you. Good luck and God help you.
Mrs. Biamonte?
Yes, and thank you, Vicki, for all the hours that you put into this position.
Mr. Wall?
Yes, and thank you as well for all the hours that are dedicated to such an important position on behalf of the board.
Mr. Foster?
Yes, Vicki, thank you very much.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes, good luck.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes, and thank you so much.
Mrs. Zhang? Motion passes. Congratulations. As President Pro Tem, I turn over the conduct of the remainder of this meeting to the duly elected president. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mayor. Again, thank you everyone for your constant support. I couldn't do this position with the hours that's required without having exceptional people to serve along with me, which you all are. And if I don't say it enough, I'll say it now publicly. I thank you all for always taking the time to listen to me, to give me perspective on everything we're doing. And as always, I always promise to fulfill and try to do the best I can in what I do. As your president, I represent you. And I try to do it the best I can in accordance with the highest standards possible. So I'll try it again one more time. So thank you. At this time, I'd like to take a nomination for the position of vice president.
I'd like to nominate Mike Sokol.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, I'd like to close that portion of the meeting, and I'd like to ask for a motion to nominate Mr. Michael Sokol to serve as Vice President of the Holmdel Township Board of Education.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, can we roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn?
Yes, and thank you, Michael, for stepping up to do this.
Mr. Sokol?
Yes, thanks for everyone for their support.
Mr. Reddy?
Yes, good luck, Mike. Thanks.
Mrs. Biamonte?
Yes, thanks, Mike.
Mr. Wall?
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Foster?
Yes, Mike. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes, good job. Keep it up.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes, Mike. Thank you.
Mrs. Zhang? Motion passes. Congratulations.
At this point in time, we do not have any public hearings. We have no report. Dr. Seitz, would you want to have an opportunity to give a report at this time, or would you like to hold? I don't know, until the new business?
No, I'll do it.
Okay, you look busy, so I didn't want to interrupt.
Well, first, congratulations to our new and elected board members and to our new president and vice president. It's been a pleasure working with all of you, and I look forward to working with you in the future along with Linda, our new board member. This evening, I'd like to do a couple of things. I don't think it'll be too long, but I think there are a few things that are important that we need to talk about. As you know, on January 4th, 3 days ago, we put a new program in at SATS in the high school where students come in the morning for 4 hours, go home for lunch, and then have two full virtual classes in the afternoon. I'm happy to report to the board that that program is running very smoothly, and we look forward to seeing more and more students take advantage of the in-person, everyday program that we have at SATS and the high school. And I think it's important to emphasize that now across the district, in all four schools, we have students coming in 5 days a week and for a full day of instruction. Obviously, going forward, we are hopeful that with the introduction of the vaccine for COVID-19, that number one, our teachers who are high priority will be able to get their vaccines very soon and reduce their chances of getting sick. And we certainly hope that the COVID vaccine is then distributed across our township and across the state and the country to put an end to this pandemic so we can move on to a more natural lifestyle that we've been accustomed to over the years. In terms of attendance, it varies by building, but it's safe to say that on any given day, we have 55 to 60% of our students present for the full day of instruction. That's pretty much what I anticipated, but as I said, I hope that that increases as students become more comfortable with the full day and with the fact that hopefully COVID-19 will begin to decrease significantly. I've heard that there's some interest in numbers of staff members that are out because of COVID-related situations. So I put together a simple chart to share that with you tonight. And after we clean it up a little bit, we'll probably post it on the website. But as of today, throughout the district, we have at Village 11 staff members, teachers, who are out. Eight of those are due to a direct contact with someone who has COVID. We have one who is symptomatic of COVID symptoms, and we have two teachers at Village that tested positive. Indian Hill, we have two staff members, teachers. One is a direct contact, and one is demonstrating symptoms or showing symptoms of COVID-19. At SATS, we have a total of six staff teachers. Four are direct contact, two are travel, and that's the total six. And at the high school, we have three staff members out. One is due to travel, and one is showing symptoms of COVID-19. In terms of staff, non-certificated monitors, secretaries, et cetera, no one at Village, two at Indian Hill due to direct contact, one at SATS due to symptoms, and two at the high school, one due to travel and one due to symptoms. Interestingly enough, we have administrators who are out. At Village, we have two who had direct contact. Indian Hill, we had one direct contact. And at the high school, we have one person who tested positive. Now, these are people who, in many cases, will be coming off their self-quarantining within a week. I think the longest one right now is January 19th. So I think these numbers are very good. And this is as of today and does not include those staff members that we approved back in September to teach remotely. So our numbers are good. Our students are coming to school. They're getting a full day of instruction. And I think that's fantastic because it is meeting the mission of our district, which is to provide each and every child with the best education possible. I also want to address the issue of length of quarantine. This is not a simple thing because we are getting different responses from different agencies. We are getting changes on a somewhat regular basis. But as of January 1st, and I received this letter today, and as you know, or you might know, we posted this on the website. We sent it to the parents of our students. We sent it to our staff. And it says very clearly in the first paragraph, and this is from the Department of Health, State of New Jersey, Communicable Disease Service. I'm going to read and quote from it. It says that any child with COVID-19 compatible symptoms should not return to school until they have either received a negative viral test for SARS-CoV-2 or they have completed an isolation period of at least 10 days since symptom onset and at least 24 hours after resolution of fever without fever-reducing medications with symptom improvement. So as of January 1st from the state of New Jersey, it is a 10-day quarantine. I do know that a few people were late getting the message today. And if a message went out with 14 days on it, I apologize for that. We are correcting that, and going forward, all correspondence should show 10 days quarantine, unless, of course, things change from the state of New Jersey or from the CDC. Madam Secretary, that concludes my report this evening.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Seitz. Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Seitz? Seeing none, we don't have any HIB reports, committee reports. We only have an action item. Before we have a proceed with our action item, in which we are going to be adopting our policies as part of this organizational meeting, can I please call for a roll call?
Ms. Flynn.
Here.
Mr. Sokol. Here. Mr. Murray.
Here.
Mrs. Bramante.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Hammer.
Here.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
Mrs. Zane.
Here.
Madam Quorum.
Thank you. Can I please have a motion for agenda item number one, approval of board policies and regulations?
Move. But before we do so, we didn't do a flag salute tonight, so I think we probably should take a moment, especially considering the events of the day, if we could do a flag salute.
Okay, you should have. That's fine. Mike Katrina.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes. I was thinking about that.
I'm happy we're able to do it. I do.
I did have my flag on too.
I will move the motion that you just requested. Yes.
Do I have a second? Second. Discussion? Seeing none, cover roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn?
Yes.
Mr. Sokol?
Yes.
Mr. Reddy?
Yes.
Mrs. Bramante?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mrs. Zane?
Austin, I haven't read it yet.
Motion passes.
Thank you so much. As far as old business, as you know, since we are on a fiscal calendar, we adopt and we basically reorg from July, you know, right before our July 1 meetings. We adopt an annual meeting notice that kind of takes care of our fiscal calendar year. However, at this board meeting, we need to adopt our annual meeting notice. So I would just like to ratify our old. There's a revision? Okay. Why don't you put it on the record, Paul? Okay. Tell me what you want me to say. You're welcome.
It should simply be a motion to approve the revised annual meeting notice for 2020-2021.
Have a motion.
Move.
Second. Discussion? Seeing none, cover roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn?
Yes.
Mr. Sokol?
Yes.
Mr. Reddy?
Yes.
Mrs. Bramante?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Zane?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any old business? Any new business?
Just a real quick comment. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank everyone on the board for their support for another term as vice president. It has been, for me, the last year has been a very interesting year. I will use that word. And I really appreciate the support and confidence the board has. And I really am looking forward to another year of partnership with Vicki to deal with the challenges that are facing this district. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Ms. Bramante?
Yeah, I just want to take a minute to thank some people for helping me with this election. I wanted to thank my family for always being there and supporting me and doing sign runs and...
Yes, they were excellent signs.
All of those good things. I want to thank all of my fellow board members who helped during this election season, whether it be words of encouragement, words of endorsement, and spreading the word. So thank you to all of my board members. And finally, I want to thank all of those in the community that helped me with this election and who voted for me to be a board member for another 3 years. And I will continue to work hard, but I am honored to have this position. And again, I'm very grateful for all your support and your votes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a quick. I'd like to also thank all the people that voted for me. This will be my third term, and I think I've learned a lot over the last 6 years. And what I do know is that the work never ends, and it keeps going, and it keeps changing over the last six years. So I just want to thank everyone that voted for me. And I can tell you, I have no agenda. My only agenda is the students that go to the school in this district. That is it. Taxpayers as well, but to me, the first and foremost thing that's always on my mind is the students, and they always will be. And I can say over the last 6 years, I've learned a lot. So I know there's a lot of things that we can improve on. And I know that will be my pretty much my mantra for the next 3 years of trying to get those things better. As long as we continue trying to do that, I think we'll be okay. So thanks again.
Thank you, Pete. I want to take a few minutes to thank you, Homeville resident, for the elections. Thank you for your trust and thank you for your support. I definitely be honored to sit in the Board of Education of Homeville. You know, I will do my best to work on the school and make sure our kids get the best that they should get. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And go ahead, Mr. Wall.
Just briefly, I want to congratulate Board Member Zhang, Bree Monte, Reddy, and also Vice President Mr. Sokol and Board President Vicki Flynn. And I also wanted to briefly thank Dr. Seitz again for your leadership, your determination, and your strength in withstanding the statewide political assault on opening schools. It's absolutely such a thrill to have the children in school full time. And the wonderful thing about the folks who even choose virtual is that they're able to see the trend and the process for the folks that are in school full time so they can gauge the merits for their own choices, for their own family, having the dual options. I can tell you just from my own children, they're sharing that they've had increased focus on their work, that they are convinced that they're going to get better grades from the integrated learning experience of being here personally. And they do simply love seeing other friends, which is a tradition that we've, you know, perhaps taken for granted during this time. COVID is, we're at the beginning of the end. I think most folks understand that. But I do want to thank Dr. Seitz. Look forward to working with you for as long as that statute allows and your patience will permit, because this is not your first district that you've led. And I think that's become clear to the folks who work within it. And I also want to thank all the teachers. The feedback has been tremendous about the staff really enjoying being here, really wanting to be here. And that's a separate discussion from the union dynamics statewide. The teachers, it's so important and so thrilling to get the feedback that they really love being around their kids face to face. And I think you'll see that trend with the numbers, with more folks saying, you know what, time to come back full time in the public schools like they're doing in the parochial schools already and like they've been doing in the parochial schools for some time. The public schools need to meet that challenge as well, not just in Homedale. But thank you, because it took the board leadership to make that happen. Yeah. So important for the kids.
We got a lot of positive feedback on that.
Beyond positive. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would also like to welcome Linda to the board. You know, this is not my first time being a board member. I moved here and then did run again, because we do get a lot. You do receive a lot of gratitude, like not gratitude. You don't get any credit. Okay. You receive a lot of appreciation for what needs to be done for a school district. And I think and it's a testament to looking at Eileen running again, Pete running yet again, like Pete's ready to, you know, do what needs to be done. this level of public service is really, do you know, we have a really huge obligation here, I think, and especially during these times. Who would have thunk it, right, that we'd be where we are today? But this is a very critical moment in education that you have signed up to serve. So on behalf of my children in our town, thank you for doing that. And thank you to Eileen, and thank you to Pete for allowing us to use your expertise and knowledge as board members to continue to serve our students. It's very critical right now, I think, to have board members who have that type of experience. Terrence is an experienced board member as well as experienced, you know, public official. His knowledge is critical. Mike, thank you for running again. I mean, you know, Mike ran when, you know, he had a cancer diagnosis and said, you know what, I'm going to run again, because that's how important he, I think he realizes the importance of this position as, and the role that we fill to make sure that our students, our township, everyone is well represented. So thank you. And Elizabeth, thank you. You're our new experienced board member. So thank you for continuing. And Brian, thank you for everything that you do as well. This isn't easy at these times. I know in general, it's a lot to do, and I want to thank you. Mr. Hammer, who's not here, I want to thank you for, again, you know, you've stepped up, you've run, you've been president. You're someone I can rely upon for guidance on such issues that for presidents that we sometimes really do understand. And I thank you, Joe, for continuing to serve our community in this capacity and giving us your experience and the benefit of your experience leadership. On that note, new business. We have questions or comments from the public? And we don't have any. I did not get any questions or comments via email. Oh, okay. You're going to move around. Hello, Ms. Savage.
Hello there. Stacy Savage, 24 McCampbell Road. First and foremost, happy 2021.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was happy.
It is happy, right?
Yeah.
First and foremost, thank you. My fifth grader went back full time and is happy as a clam. My high schooler, not so much, going 5 days, but he'll get over it. But I do thank you for all of the hard work that it has taken to make that work. So thank you. And now that our calendar is starting to fill up with school commitments, I was just wondering if sport commitments back in the school would be coming next. As you all know, all three of my kids are heavily involved in HYAA, and we are just chomping at the bit to get back into the schools. And I was hoping that might have been a conversation.
Oh, good evening. I believe Governor has issued an executive order that prohibits spectators from being involved with sports. But I'd have to go back and check the executive order to give you a definitive answer. But I think I can speak for the board that when we are permitted to open our schools again, we certainly will. And certainly your organization will be at the top of the list.
No disrespect, but I'm not looking to watch. I'm just looking to get them back involved. I was hoping that the HYAA sports would be let back into the school, not with spectators, but spring sports, winter workouts start.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question. As soon as we're permitted, I know the state has opened up winter sports. I just don't know the date that they're starting off the top of my head, but certainly as soon as we can, we'll get those activities up and running.
So it has been a conversation, because I know the governor's executive order has expired. So that was my hope, that as soon as
I think so, Stacy, what's going to happen is now that we've reconvened as a board, I'm going to assign people to committees. That will be a discussion of a buildings and grounds committee. If there needs to be a quick turnaround, because I do know the governor announced it. It was on a Thursday, and it was going to be effective over the weekend or something. It was just effective, right?
He actually had an expiration date when he put. It's actually one of the only executive orders that he put in that had an expiration date. So I've kind of been looking at the calendar, waiting, hoping that there was a conversation.
Yeah, so it's definitely on our buildings and grounds list. I know that Dr. Seitz, before the break, even authorized outdoor activities to commence. Even though our schools were closed, you know, we started having people start using the turf and whatnot. So it's definitely a conversation. It's a constant conversation. It's just that things keep changing, you know, every other day or every other week. But yes, it's definitely a conversation. And as soon as they can announce that they're going to accept a sign, you know, those type of requests, they'll be granted.
I mean, Vicki, that might be more of an HYA question in terms of, you know, Brendan Sharp and those guys at HYA, because they're the ones that just use the gyms. We're talking basketball season, and they're the ones that run the wrestling program.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to also have to, you know, it's going to have to be a conversation. Can't be like a switch on, because
right, they're going to have to come here first if they even want to run a season at this point, January, whatever day we are, January 6th, where, you know, it's.
Yeah. It's my understanding that, you know, they're going to be in conversations with them, you know, as we can move forward. Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Laura Malenko.
Sorry about that. Didn't realize I was muted. Good evening. I had some comments I wanted to make about an email that was sent to us from the Board of Ed. Is that okay?
You can make those comments. Yeah, you can make comments. Sure.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I stayed in my 3 minutes, so I wrote it in a letter. So first, I want to applaud the Homedale teachers for the tremendous job they've been doing in the midst of such adversity. They truly do deserve our respect and our gratitude. But mostly, I am calling about the email that was sent by the board on December 19th. There were several statements in that email that I would like to address. The first is that in the email, it said that the president of the Homedale Teachers Union publicly attacked Dr. Seitz. And I had listened to the meeting on December 16th, but I actually went back to the audio and listened again to see what I had missed. And in fact, I went one step further and actually transcribed everything that Ms. King said in her letter. At the 1 hour 35 minute mark, she began reading. She did not at any time raise her voice. She maintained a measured volume, almost monotone throughout, listing multiple legitimate concerns. There really was no attack. The exchange escalated and became confrontational only when the board responded. Second, the email said that there were a series of challenges to Dr. Seitz's leadership skills, and that is accurate. In fact, while transcribing her letter, I was shocked by the many issues that need to be resolved, not just about remote or virtual learning, but about important curriculum and school decisions that impact our children. What was even more disconcerting was how those issues were not addressed. Mrs. Flynn's exact words were, "I would rather not respond to all of them, which I will not." Mr. Wall dismissed them as cheap union parlor tricks. Instead of addressing these concerns, the board called a motion, thereby rendering Ms. King mute, and took turns supporting Dr. Seitz, which was fine, or rebuking Mrs. King, which was not. One board member told the public how happy the teachers are, as if to suggest that Mrs. King is not accurately representing her staff. If that were true, why would 300 of them sign the vote of no confidence? The board is elected to represent the community. The union president is elected to represent the staff. Having a board member tell the public how the teachers feel is inappropriate and invalid. Third, the board email said, quote, "The union has now orchestrated a spam assault on the community." That's untrue. A spam assault is defined as an organized and unauthorized use of an app to send thousands of messages to their users. These messages are sent by fake or hacked profiles. An organized petition, however, requires individuals to provide personal information before adding their names or sending a letter. I know this because I supported our teachers by signing one of these letters. It wasn't spam and it wasn't fake. If you received hundreds of emails, it was because hundreds of people stood in solidarity with our teachers. Finally, the email suggests that, and this is a quote, "the union argues that community members are not doing enough to have schools remain open and for in-person instruction." At the 1 hour 30 minute mark, it's the board president, not the union, that points the finger at our community's teenagers. She said, quote, "I'm glad everyone enjoyed their Halloween, all of our favorite high school kids out there. I'm glad we all had a good Halloween because that's where all these numbers came from. That's where it shows, that's when all the numbers started going up. So hopefully we won't have that again. It's hypocritical and disingenuous to disparage the union's concerns about holiday gatherings causing an increase in cases when the board is on record confirming that this has already been an issue. By sending an email like this, you've established a very clear us versus them mentality. And for the good of every student in this district, that needs to change. Respect is a good place to start. Thank you for your time."
Thank you, Laura.
May I make
No, you want one second, Mike Sockel. There's a few things, there are a few points I want to make.
All right.
As far as the union pointing the finger, Laura, I was making a reference in that was a reference made in this message because there was a number of members of our staff advising us that they don't trust the community to send their kids to school and while abiding by the quarantine rules. That's what that reference. As far as whether or not, you know, it was a spam and your disagreement regarding that, again, that's based on upon the fact that we know that there was people whose names were represented to have signed that petition that did not authorize the transmission of that correspondence to us. So unfortunately, it's something we still have to look further into because there's evidence that we received emails from people signing a letter and they did not authorize that letter to be sent to us. So that's some of the issues. I understand your disagreement with our position on this. I strongly, and I didn't say it that day, but I'll say it today so the record is clear. Those issues that were addressed during Ms. King's comments to this board were not brought to my attention ever prior to that meeting. And if in the effort of collaboration, in an effort to resolving issues, that's what should have been done. And Ms. King knows that I have my phone is always open to her. If I don't answer it right away, I get back to her. And I have resolved issues very promptly on behalf of her staff when she's done so. So that's where, when we talk about respect, that's where it begins. It's very important in this role when you serve a public entity like we do, like we are. And it's very important to me to maintain those open lines of communications, and I still will. I respect the union president's role in representing her unit. I respect her coming here and saying what needs to be said, but I will correct the record where it needs to be corrected. And I'm glad I had this opportunity to clear up some misrepresentations that you might have or misunderstandings about some of the comments in the letter that was sent out. Mr. Sockel.
I was simply going to say that disagreement is really the hallmark of a democratic society in which dialogue should take place, in which everyone gets an opportunity to express their opinions. But I do want to clarify that indeed the union did attack the superintendent because the union wanted this board to vote a vote of no confidence. Now, whether the tone that Ms. King used in expressing those words did not sound hostile or something that might reflect the sense of what you define as an attack, anytime someone is going to suggest that we should eliminate someone's job, I think it's fair to describe that as an attack. I also would say that in regards to the spam comment, we received not only as Vicki Flynn just mentioned a moment ago, letters from people who had not signed off on a letter. We also received letters that had misspelled naming of one of our school board members, which we know it certainly didn't come from that person. So I think that the assumption was a fair one. But I also believe, and I can't say this enough, I am always surprised that if someone offers a point of disagreement, that they get offended if someone disagrees with their point of disagreement. Dialogue has to take place, and the dialogue that takes place doesn't always involve people agreeing on things at the onset. What has to happen is dialogue continues until there's some sort of middle ground reached. This board is always open to having dialogue with all parties, whether they agree with us or disagree with us. And that is not going to change in 2021.
President Flynn, just a brief comment, just to illustrate the silly nature of the commentary that those were not spam. the when I was asked by the board president, you know, what the result was of my signing Denise King's petition, which was run through the NJEA's political site, I didn't really know what she was talking about. So I thought it was interesting that the name of the board member that Mr. Sokol was referring to that signed the petition to do whatever it was that I didn't read much of it, but whatever was in that letter was me. So I thought that was kind of cute. And in contacting the company, what I was able to ascertain was there was no feedback loop as far as when you sign up for a newsletter, as example, with a legitimate company, that you would get a push email out to verify your email. So that mechanism doesn't exist with this bot or this progressive site that the NJEA contracts with to do such things. Much of the disappointment, I'm sure, of some of the folks at the NJEA level is that these went into the spam filter. So if the notion was to have hundreds of names, including mine, go to your email box, I don't want to disappoint you, but they all went to the spam filter. So whatever deluge you were expecting with fake names, fake emails, including mine, which, by the way, was referred over to the attorney and a request to refer to the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office for identity theft and to take up that issue and see if there's actually something criminal there, is that you can't do that. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't participate with it. I feel regret that the teachers get tied into this piece as part of their, you know, obligations to the union. I think it's wrong. But I can tell you, it was my name that was stolen, used fraudulently by whatever apparatus the NJEA had setting up for there, or whatever party, which I asked to have investigated. And I hope it is investigated, because I'm interested in what ISP that came from. And I'm interested in the prosecutor's office knowing that as well, because the nonsense has to stop. The kids need to be back in school. There's a war against the children out of a political nature, and the kids won. They're back in school where they belong, where their parents want them to be. It's the right thing. It's not personal. It has to do with a thorough and efficient education, which we're charged by law to provide. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Great. Seeing none. At this point, we do not need executive session, so I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
Show of hands. And Joe, wave away, Joe. All right. Good night, everyone, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
New Year.